Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most businesses know they need to have an advertising and marketing campaign, but with today's ever-evolving media marketplace, many are confused about how to develop it. Our next guest says that she believes a holistic approach is best. Marion Crawford is owner of Crawford Strategy, an award-winning marketing and PR firm based in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Marion, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
So congratulations on these awards. I saw that you won several back in December from Marcom.
Thank you. It's an honor to have been recognized for the quality work that we're doing on behalf of our clients.
And several of these awards that I saw involved a campaign for North Myrtle Beach. Tell us about that.
We've been working with North Myrtle Beach now for about almost 3 years and working with the CVB there to help make sure that we are crafting the message and getting that to the target audiences so that we can help grow the number of visitors that come to North Myrtle Beach and stay there.
Now, in my introduction, I mentioned that you believe a holistic approach is the best way for a business to develop a marketing strategy, an advertising campaign. Tell us what you mean by holistic.
It's important as a business or an organization to tell your story on multiple fronts. One of the things that in today's medium with digital exploding the way it has, there's a lot of noise. And so in order for an organization to really successfully tell their story, you have to think about where you want to reach your audience, and then you need to do it in a way that's meaningful to them. So we like to look at multiple fronts. For example, we think about owned media, we think about earned media, and we think about paid media. Owned media is making sure you're using those assets that you already have, your website, your social media channels, telling that story accurately and in a way that's compelling for your audiences. Then on your earned media, who's telling your story for you? What great news do you have that someone else needs to share? And then obviously on the paid media, you craft your message and then you go out and buy your advertising to help make sure that it's told the way you want it to be told. But beyond those mediums, there's also the in-person delivery of your brand. One of the things that we like to help our clients do is to live your brand. And we take a deep dive into the heart of the client brand and understand what it is that makes them unique and what the brand experience should be like for the consumer or the customer. And then we help the employees learn to deliver that brand the way it needs to be delivered. Then also there's the aspect of really being a part of your community as an organization. And your community may be a global community, but being involved really helps your employees, your stakeholders, have pride in the organization and feel more engaged, frankly.
How do you know in the paid category where to put your money?
That's a great question. So we like to be very focused on our goals. We ask the client, what is it that you're trying to achieve specifically? Let's not just say we want more people to know about us or we want to sell more XYZ, but let's drill down into that so that once we understand what your goals are, then we can understand what is it that's going to help us achieve that? Who is going to necessarily have to come buy that product or come take a vacation to that destination or come open an account with that bank so that we can find those people and get in front of them consistently, creatively, and engage them and then keep them as our customer. Most have an online presence. Their online, their website is like their online store. So you need to make sure you're marketing there, but there is an aspect of your brand that needs to be told in other ways as well.
And I suppose you're hearing this question a lot lately, Facebook and marketing campaigns there. With all of the news regarding that company, have things changed with companies like yours on what they are advising clients?
People are still using Facebook. People are still using their social media channels. And as long as they're on those platforms, if they're the people that we want to reach and we know how to reach them through that medium, then that's going to be a part of the media mix.
So we really haven't seen a mass abandonment yet of Facebook?
No, but there is caution. Constant monitoring to see if there is a significant change in the wind. You know, Google is an enormous piece of what we do from a digital marketing perspective, and the algorithms change on a regular basis. So we are constantly monitoring.
Well, Marion, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Marion Crawford is owner of Crawford Strategy, a marketing and PR firm in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.